RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
We're hearing more and more in the media and from our doctors about inflammation. It's not just for arthritis anymore. Inflammation is now being linked from everything to heart disease and cancer. My guest today is Dr. William Sears. He's one of America's most trusted physicians who's coining the phrase science made simple. Welcome to the show, Dr. Sears.
On with you.
Thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about inflammation, this whole new rise of that word. And people don't really understand that we're talking about arterial and whole body inflammation, cortisol, stress levels, so many other things that contribute to the disease states we're seeing today.
Yes, Melanie. And see, inflammation simply means on fire. We are a nation on fire. And what that is, the itis that you get from head to toe, cognitivitis, inflammation of the brain, Alzheimer's, carditis, inflammation of the heart, arthritis, inflammation of the joints, colitis, inflammation of the gut, pains in the gut. And basically what inflammation is, I call it sticky stuff. Sticky stuff is what your doctor measures when you go into the office and you get a level of inflammation. It's oxidized cholesterol. Homocysteine, all these weird words. Basically, it's sticky stuff. Chemicals that get into your blood and get into your tissues and cause wear and tear in your tissues, and we call that inflammation. Sticky stuff.
So we're still looking at CRP and the C-reactive protein, homocysteine, as the markers. What
yes.
do you want people to know about our lifestyle, what we're doing to ourselves, that we even have to look at these markers right now, and that things like cholesterol aren't even what they used to be?
That's right. And markers simply mean sticky stuff. So if you can imagine, you go into the doctor and you say, doctor says, I'm going to measure your level of sticky stuff. And then I'm going to give you a program to keep the sticky stuff out of your tissues. That's inflammation made simple. And when I teach kids get this. You put sticky stuff in your mouth, you get sticky stuff all over your body, especially in your arteries. And I stress arteries throughout my book, Inflammation Solution, because every organ is only as healthy as the blood vessels supplying it. So if you get sticky stuff clogging your arteries, all the organs that are supplied by those arteries are going downhill.
So what do you want us to do? Stress, we're finding more and more, is contributing with cortisol and all these things. Give the listeners your best advice as one of America's most trusted physicians for reducing the stress in our lives and getting rid of some of that sticky stuff.
Sure. Well, the first thing I do in my office, suppose you came up in my office and you're loaded with sticky stuff, Melody. Here's what I would do. First of all, I call it my 6S. Anti-inflammatory diet. All right, the first S is salmon. Wow, a salmon a day helps keep inflammation away.
I just gave a recipe for salmon right before
you came
on.
I heard that on your previous show. I love it. You know, 6 ounces of wild salmon, 2 or 3 times a week, just what the inflammation doctor ordered. And the second is smoothies. A shake a day keeps inflammation away. And I have in our book, The Inflammation Solution, a lot of smoothie recipes that are high in natural Mother Nature's anti-inflammatories. And the third S is salads. Oh, wow. Mom said, Dr. Mom, put more color on your plate. So you get a big chunk of salmon on top of a multi-green salad. Wow, that's anti-inflammatory.
Hey, you're just following my Monday recipe I just gave with the beets and avocado salad, some salmon. I'm 3 for 3, Doc, because I feed my kids smoothies every morning. Keep going.
The next is spices. Ah, turmeric. Take a sprinkle of turmeric and a sprinkle of black pepper. They go together. They work together like teammates. Put those on your salads. Turmeric, black pepper, rosemary, ginger. Wow. And then the fifth S is snacking.
Mm.
And here's Dr. Bill's rule of twos. Eat twice as often, eat half as much, and chew twice as long.
Ah, yeah.
You can do that because the body does not like spikes. Avoid spikes. This is inflammation 101. And then the fifth S is supplements. And they do just that, fill in the gaps when you can't do the other five S's every day.
What do you want people to take supplement-wise? Because I love this, and I'm just going to recap it. Salmon, smoothies, salads, spices. And in my lentil recipe, I just gave some cumin and turmeric and black pepper, wonderful spices he's talking about. Snacking and chewing, making sure you're doing that. What do you want us to do for supplements, Dr. Sears?
Well, the three supplements that are the most, again, show me the science. The three supplements that are best on science is omega-3 fish oils. Number one, if you can't eat salmon, a fistful of salmon two or three times a week, so omega-3 fish oils. And the next is the natural pigment that makes salmon pink, which is astaxanthin, Dr. Mother Nature's most powerful antioxidant or anti-inflammatory. And the third is a fruit and vegetable supplement. If you don't eat 10 fistfuls of fruits and vegetables every day in your smoothie, and the one that has the most science behind it is one called Juice Plus. So these are the three supplements that I use mostly in my medical practice when my patients cannot do the other five.
So astaxanthin, is this a tablet? Can we find it in powder? Because
You want to get Hawaiian astaxanthin. That's where the best astaxanthin is made, in Hawaii. So you just look for Hawaiian astaxanthin. And you take some capsules, and again, that fills in for when you can't get or don't get wild salmon, which is naturally pink and loaded with astaxanthin. Because
from that krill that it eats, right?
Yeah, and a salmon, when they swim upstream, getting ready for childbirth, shall we say, the astaxanthin protects their muscles from inflammation.
Oh, see? You are a very brilliant man and such an excellent guest. What do you think about CoQ10 as one of those supplements that people are talking so much about these days?
Yes, especially with people who are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, because these statin drugs, they deplete the cells of CoQ10. CoQ10 is like a powerhouse in the cell. It's like an energizer battery inside the cell. And if you're depleted of CoQ10, your energy nutrient, then you're going to be sick and tired.
Well, absolutely. We hear so much about all of these different things, and people get a little confused, Dr. Sears. So in just the last minute and a half here, give us your best advice about inflammation, fighting inflammation, and where they can find your book, The Inflammation Solution, When Everything Works and Nothing Hurts.
Yes. And the first remedy I mentioned is, like Dr. Mom said, go outside and play. Go outside and play. The neuroscience of movement in nature. Movement mobilizes your natural anti-inflammatory system. So go outside and play, number one, and eat the 6S anti-inflammatory diet, number two, and three, stress less, agitate less, meditate more. That's my remedy.
Stress less, agitate less, and meditate more. I am all for that. And certainly getting exercise as a family and even cooking these meals that he's talking about, salmon, smoothies, salad, spices, snacking, and supplements. Look for the Hawaiian astaxanthin and omega-3s and Juice Plus, a good antioxidant combo. And you're hearing it from Dr. William Sears. You can see more about him at AskDrSears.com. Thanks so much for being with us today, Dr. Sears. We hope to have you on again real soon. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to RadioMD.com, and if you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. Thanks for listening, and stay well.